Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Sunday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, and from Germany we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, People Grow.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we knew? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Anyone who returns to their hometown after a long time, perhaps for a class reunion or another occasion, often experiences something of a miracle. There's the one girl who always was shy and very quiet, who became a wonderful and funny entertainer and makes everybody laugh. The other, who was always incredibly self-confident, perhaps even a little conceited, had to cope with a few strokes of fate and has become much quieter. And the third one, who always said that she would never leave her hometown, is now a van lifer and travels from place to place without a permanent residence. These are surprises, and it is not always easy to deal with changes and news. It means that one cannot enter into relationships as easily as years before, because one has to check first what has changed. It forces us to let images and pictures of people go and be open-minded when we encounter people we think we know. However, everyone has the right to change and develop in whatever direction. Then it is our task to allow ourselves to be surprised by the person we are now facing. Because we could end up like the Jews from Jesus' hometown that we heard about in the Gospel. They also think they know Jesus. Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? They are convinced that they know exactly who Jesus is. But this conviction leaves no place to experience who Jesus is besides the fact that he is Mary's and Joseph's son. The people in Jesus' hometown deprive themselves of the opportunity to encounter Jesus, the Son of God, who wants to bring them the good news. It is kind of sad that they missed this opportunity to come in contact with the living bread that came down from heaven. But they, as we are free to decide how to behave. Do we, as they, want to stick to our images of other people, or do we want to open our hearts so that others have the chance to develop? As we learn from Jesus, it is not only for the good of others, but at the same time for the good of ourselves, because we could miss the chance to eat from the bread of life. Or maybe we could miss meeting a wonderful person, a character that could inspire or surprise us. It is a challenge to be that open-minded, because then nothing is safe. but it can lead to life-changing experiences.